Okay, for our next song, I'd like us to stand if we can and turn to number 307 in the Blue Book, 307. So this song has six verses, and my instinct is to sing it really fast so it doesn't take too long, but I think the words work really well for what we're doing this Sunday and for thinking about Dr. King, so I won't take it too fast.
Let's pray. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts, the words of all our mouths, be acceptable and pleasing in your heart, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, being a Christian is never a solitary endeavor. We are in this together. In the words of Apostle Paul that Bethany read this morning, there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in all. Today we celebrate this sense of divine togetherness. I liked what Bethany found on the website, the Beloved Community Sunday. Divine togetherness. We celebrate this by receiving new people into membership here at Glennon Heights. These persons will commit themselves to walking with us as a congregation as we seek to to be a faithful community of Jesus Christ. As Bethany said, Holly and Tyler Freeman were planning to join today, but Ava's sick, unfortunately, and they can't be here, and we'll have them join us next Sunday. Susan Birchie and Claire Franz will make their pledge of allegiance to the way of Jesus today, and they will be baptized. They will commit themselves to following Jesus and to following Jesus with us as part of our congregation. Yes, we are in this together. Thanks be to God. In our Anabaptist tradition, we stress the importance of being part of a community, and we know that it's necessary for us. Our relationships with fellow believers shape and form, feed and nourish our faith. And this is how God created us to be, I think. God created us to be in relationship with others and with God. In fact, being in relationship is how we best know who God is, who we are in God's eyes, and what God desires. I was struck this week by these words in one of Franciscan Richard Rohr's daily meditations. "You cannot know God the way you know anything else," he writes. "You only know God, or the soul of anything, subject to subject, center to center, by the process of mirroring, where like knows like, love knows love, and deep calls unto deep. The divine spirit planted deep inside each of us yearns for and responds to God, and vice versa. We are not so much human beings trying to become spiritual," he goes on to say. "We are already inherently spiritual beings, and our job is learning how to be good humans. I believe that's why Jesus came as a human being, not to teach us how to go to heaven, but to teach us how to be a fully alive human being right here on this earth." Apostle Paul says much the same thing. "Lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called," he writes, "you inherently spiritual beings who are learning to be good humans, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." In this body of believers, we are reminded that we are loved by the God who created us. We hear the words that came from heaven when Jesus was baptized. "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." And we come to understand that this is the way that God feels about us as well. For we are also, each of us, God's children. Together we feel the deep calling unto the deep. We see love reflecting love. We see God in each other. And when this happens, we learn to see God in ourselves. One body and one spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, in all, and through all. Amen and amen. Switch to this. I want to ask Claire and Susan to come forward. All right, you guys. Each of you has come to the decision to be baptized, to publicly pledge your allegiance to the way of Jesus Christ, and to join our congregation in our walk of faith. And I want to give each of you the chance to share with the congregation whatever is on your heart this morning. I'll ask you to go over to the pulpit, and I'll take off my stuff.
I was raised in the Mennonite Church, and my faith has always been a huge part of who I am. And Over the years, I've spent a lot of time in a lot of different faith communities, some of them Mennonite and some of them other denominations, and I've always had really good experiences. When I came to Glennon Heights, I was excited to get to worship with my parents, and I was excited to meet everyone, and instantly I felt welcomed and connected to all of you. As I continued to go to church here, I felt that connection grow to a feeling of family and of love, and those feelings really helped me realize that this was where I wanted to be baptized and be a part of your family, and thank you.
I am lucky enough to be a living example of the idiom, it takes a village. All of you have been witness to literally my entire life. You threw a baby shower for my parents. Many of you helped in the nursery when I was a toddler and taught me Sunday school when I was in elementary school. You've given me so much incredible love and support as I learn to drive and as I go through the college process. Our church building itself has been witness to some important events in my life, my dedication, my birthday blessings, my piano recitals. I'm blessed to have been raised here. Part of the blessing is that I've always been surrounded by God because of growing up in the church. I may not have understood what it meant when I was two, but the idea of a loving, forgiving, all-powerful being is as familiar as the back of my hand. I think that has made it easier for me to interact with God as a friend and more natural to invest in our relationship. I've grown closer to God in little leaps and bounds by praying more consistently, actively paying attention during church, going to Rocky Mount Mennonite camp every year, but I've also grown in exponential bursts. Being a Sunday school teacher and going to convention this year in Orlando are and were large commitments, and I've gained so much knowledge about who and where God is in the world. My faith is kind of omnipresent now, to the point that I wrote a school paper on it, which is the way it's supposed to be, I think. Getting baptized is the next step in my journey. As I was thinking about it this weekend, I realized that I wasn't really nervous. It just seemed natural to become a real part of the church that I have lived in for so long. I think that God has made me ready now.
Thank you. I'm going to ask, Killer, you can sit down for the moment, and I'm asking Bob to come forward. Come up here closer, Helen. That, and put this over your arm. There we go. Okay. Why don't you come over on this side? No, not yet. Susan, I have some questions for you before we have the baptism. Do you believe in God the Creator, the source of all life, in Jesus Christ, God's Word and Revelation, and the Holy Spirit, who is God working within us? Do you choose to follow Jesus in life?
I do.
Are you willing to join your fellow believers in worship, in studying the scriptures and fellowship, giving and receiving counsel in the congregation?
Yeah.
Are you ready to participate in the mission of the church, seeking and serving Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I
am. Now I ask you to kneel down here. On your confession of faith in Jesus Christ, more than that, I baptize you with water in the name of God our Creator, Jesus Christ, God's Word, and the Holy Spirit. May God baptize you with the Holy Spirit from above. All-powerful God, grant Susan the fullness of the Holy Spirit, a clean heart, a right spirit, the joy of salvation. Make her one in whom Christ is seen to live. Release the gifts that you gave her in creation and are redeemed in Christ. Susan, may the God of peace sanctify you wholly. May your spirit and body and soul be kept sound now and forever until the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful and will do it. Amen. Susan, in the name of Christ and the church, I give you my hand and bid you to rise and walk in the newness of life by the power that also raised Christ from the dead. You have made a good confession of Christ and offered yourself to be our companion in faith. May God bless you and make you a blessing in our midst. Welcome. Claire and John. Okay, Claire. Do you believe in God, the Creator, the source of all life, in Jesus Christ, God's Word and Revelation, and the Holy Spirit, who is God working in us? Do you choose to follow Jesus in your life?
I do.
Are you willing to join your fellow believers in worship, studying the scriptures and fellowship, giving and receiving counsel in the congregation?
I do.
Are you ready to participate in the mission of the church, seeking and serving Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I do.
Okay, come here. On your confession of faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you with water in the name of God, our Creator, Jesus Christ, God's Word, and the Holy Spirit. May God baptize you with the Holy Spirit from above. All-powerful God, grant Claire the fullness of the Holy Spirit, a clean heart, a right spirit, the joy of salvation. May she be one in whom Christ is seen to live. Release the gifts you gave her in creation and redeemed in Christ. Claire, may the God of peace sanctify you wholly. May your spirit and soul and body be renewed and kept sound and blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who has called you is faithful and will do it. Amen. Claire, in the name of Christ in the church, I give you my hand and bid you to rise and walk in the newness of life. By the same power that raised Christ from the dead. You have made a good confession of Christ, and you have offered yourself as our companion on the way. May God bless you and make you a blessing in our midst. Welcome. You need the towel?
Yeah.
Okay. Susan, you got to come back up here. I invite you now to take your blue hymnals, turn to page 794 at the back, stand, please, and read with me the words of welcome that are written there. These persons, now presented to you, have witness to their faith in Jesus Christ and offer themselves as companions in our obedience to Christ. It is our privilege and joy to welcome them into our family of faith. We freely receive you, even as Christ has received us. We open ourselves to fellowship with you in worship, study, service, and discipline. We pledge our willingness to give and receive counsel, to offer and forgive forgiveness in the redeemed community. We joyfully accept you as partners, both in the care of our spiritual family and in our mission to the world. Amen and amen. Oh, blessings to both of you. Okay, you can go.
For our hymn of response, turn the blue hymnal to number 521. And if you don't mind, I'll ask you to stand for this one too, if you're able.
To thee.